This is Matt Evans of Confidently Interview, and you are listening to the Just Get Hired podcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Just Get Hired podcast. Are you a job seeker or business professional looking to level up your opportunities? Well, this podcast is for recruiters, hiring managers, job seekers, and really just anyone who wants to learn about personal branding, the latest technology, how to stand out, how to navigate your way through the job marketplace, and anyone who really just likes to have open conversations about everything from leadership to culture and just how to show up. Well, hey everyone, my name is Jessica Fiesta George, and I'm your host of Just Get Hired. Welcome to episode 23 of my podcast, where we're talking to Matt Evans of ConfidentlyInterview.com. We're going to talk about the art of winning the interview game. For the past 15 years or so, I've been fortunate to work as a talent leader for many organizations, and I've hired thousands of people. I've since evolved to coaching startups and consulting private equity-funded companies on transforming their talent acquisition process. But now I'm here on this podcast trying to help you continue pursuing your personal, business, and professional goals. Interviewing in 2022 is nothing like I've seen in my entire career. Sure, you still have to have a nicely put together resume that gets your foot in the door. But now it's all about how you show up to the interview and how you show up online that ultimately gets you the job. Now, what do I mean by that? It's not the titles you held, it's not the years of experience you had, but it's about bringing your most authentic self to the job search process. That means how you act outside of actually submitting a job application or resume. It's all about your brand, your story, and that's why I focus a lot of my episodes on this podcast on how to market yourself. It is about your LinkedIn profile, your activity on LinkedIn, how you follow up with hiring managers, how you connect with others outside of your organization, and how you continue to build your personal network. Well, you guys are going to get to meet Matt. Matt is an interview coach who helps job seekers become prepared and confident for interviews. He personally had to learn the interview game the hard way in his career, but ultimately he was able to navigate himself to his dream job at Apple. Now he's had about 10 plus years of experience where he's hired hundreds of people, and he's also helped a lot of people progress their own careers. Now, what sets Matt apart is that he doesn't only teach interview tips and strategies that help people stand out, but he also partners with them throughout the entire interview process. So I'm going to introduce Matt in just a few minutes, and we're going to share how you can find him later on in the show. But if you enjoy my content, make sure you connect with me on LinkedIn. You can find me by my full name, Jessica Fiesta George. Also, connect with me on my website, justgethired.com. And if you can, I would appreciate you if you could follow, like, share my content on Instagram, Just Get Hired. So Matt and I are going to talk in more depth about the interview game and how you can stand out to get that job that you're looking for. All right, here we are. Matt Evans, I feel like I'm speaking to someone who is Insta famous. Your reels flood my Instagram page on a daily basis. Welcome to the Just Get Hired podcast. How's it going?
It's going great, Jess. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully you're up for some fun discussion with me today. You're an interview coach, and I love the name of your company, Confidently Interview. And you really don't come from an HR or recruiting background, and you've been helping a lot of people land their dream job for over 10 years now. So what's your story?
Yeah, that's very true. I don't. I have an atypical background where I am actually, by education at least, an engineer. And so for me, just a quick little story about me. As an engineer, I graduated with my master's degree. I was kind of an overachiever in school. So I had pretty good grades. I had all the accolades. And then I got into the real world and I fell flat on my face trying to find a job. Uh-oh. I struggled so hard to land that first job. And it was really kind of disheartening seeing all my fellow friends and from college go off and get awesome jobs, and then I just felt stuck, not being able to get very far down the interview process for many jobs that I applied for. Well, skip forward a few years. I did eventually get a job, and my career's gone on from there for sure. But skip forward a few years to when I became a people manager, and I finally feel like I got to see behind the curtain and see the other side of the interview process. Mm-hmm. And that's when things started to click. Because for me, first time I became a people manager, I had to work very closely with HR to understand. We were hiring a lot of people at that time, so I was in HR a lot, just talking through all sorts of different things and going through the hiring process with a lot of different candidates. And so that's when things started to click for me, and I started to realize that this interview process is really all one huge game. And if you don't understand that, which I did not understand that when I graduated college, mm-hmm. You're going to have a similar experience to what I had, where I struggled and I fell flat on my face, like I said. So anyways, that's kind of a little bit of what my discovery process. And then from there, then I kind of became very passionate about my team and helping them grow and develop in their careers. Mm-hmm. And so I rolled out an entire onboarding process and kind of training for team members, but very quickly was able to identify that there were some really amazing people that were on my team that were way overqualified for the positions they were in. Mm-hmm. So as a people manager, it was awesome to come alongside them and work with them and help develop them in their careers and help them move up within the company there and some even outside of and beyond. And it was actually pretty cool that it word kind of started to spread around the company and more people started coming to me, and it eventually rolled out into an entire developmental program, mentorship/development program that was sustained even after I left to help people who wanted to grow and be mentored and were high achievers to excel in their careers and take the next steps in their career growth. So that's when I feel like my passion for helping people kind of started to come out. And so now what I'm doing now is kind of marrying those two things together where, hey, I've helped people within mm-hmm. companies that I've been a part of grow. And now I'm marrying that with kind of my experience with the interview process itself and coming alongside people in those situations and helping them grow and boost their careers as well. And so for me, throughout my career, it really was, or at least it started out being just family and friends for the mm-hmm. most part that I'd kind of come alongside and coach whenever they were going through the job search or if they lost their jobs and were trying to find a new one, or they moved with their spouse and now they were struggling to find a new employment or whatever the case was. It was mostly just family and friends that I started with. And then COVID hit.
Right.
And that changed everything. Obviously, I feel like I went into overdrive a little bit with trying to help specifically family and friends first. But then I started to get a lot of feedback like, oh my goodness, this was so helpful. It was mm-hmm. able to get me into this job that I've been trying to get into for so long that I'm like, all right, well, let me see what I can do to start to take this and share this with others. And I guess branch out beyond just family and friends and go beyond just my team at different companies, but mm-hmm. branch out to the rest of the world, really.
Well, so that's similar to how I started this podcast. It's funny how the pandemic really changed the way people have evolved into careers they probably didn't think of.
Yes.
You know, 2-3 years ago, before the pandemic hit. But it sounds like through a lot of trial and error, you were able to, you know, figure things out. And it's a great that you're able to identify talent. I love the fact that you're coming at it with, you know, from a lens as a job seeker, you know, struggling to find a job that you were trying to get into, and then as a manager, really trying to help your team. So it sounds like we have similar stories on how we got involved with coaching others. And mm-hmm. you mentioned a little bit about the interview game, and that's what we've titled this episode. So why not kick us off and tell us what that's about?
So that's a term that I use a lot because of my experience, and ultimately it came down to the fact that I struggled so hard out of college finding a job because I didn't know the process. I didn't know the interview game, as I kind of label it. Mm-hmm. And it seems so simple now that I've seen it and been on the other side of it. And I'm sure it seems so simple to you as well, just based on your experience and your career and all. But for especially people who are new to the job search or who haven't done it in a long time, just understanding the interview process is so key and pivotal to actually being able to go through that process and communicate well and ultimately land that job. So really, I kind of highlight the interview game, that knowledge is extremely powerful, and understanding the whole job application funnel and ultimately down to getting hired at the end of it, that's what I kind of have coined the interview game, is knowing that process and understanding where the pitfalls are and what your goal or strategy should be within that game to ultimately land the job.
Yeah, for me and you, I mean, obviously it's part of my DNA, it's part of my language, but I totally understand how most job seekers haven't really had to aggressively look for work like they are right now. It's a job seeker's market, right? Mm-hmm. So
yes.
If you're not used to that interview game, it could be a little bit difficult to really navigate and understand what companies and HR leaders and recruiting people are looking for when they call people in for an interview, and then really going through the whole process of what that needs to look like and how to handle yourself in an interview, how to even follow up, everything to the offer and then starting, right? So
exactly.
I mean, it's second nature for me, but I totally get it. So I love the fact that you're helping job seekers get through that. When you hear the statement, the most qualified person doesn't get the job, what do you think about that?
I think that is most of the time true. And mm-hmm. and it's interesting because you think, most people think that, oh, the most qualified candidate will end up getting the job offer. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, that's not really the case. What it really comes down to is who can communicate the best that they're the most qualified person.
Absolutely.
That's the person who will actually get the job offer. And I think that's where I failed coming out of college. Like, I was like, oh, great. Look, I've got this awesome GPA. I have all these accolades. I'm a shoe-in, right? Like, this is going to be easy. No, because I did not know how to communicate that well. And mm-hmm. I didn't know the strategy behind that. And ultimately, it's important to have to identify what the company or the hiring manager is truly looking for and what they actually want. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need to hone in on and dig in on and communicate that, because you want to be adding value there. Mm-hmm. And two, I'd say that you need to have like a cohesive interview strategy in order to communicate how you are the most qualified candidate, mm-hmm. not just saying, oh, I have this certificate or I have this many years of experience in that. But once you know what they're looking for, have a good story around how your career is building up to this position being the next step in your career story.
That's so on point, and I would give you a high five right now.
A virtual high five.
Exactly. Yay. But I truly believe that one of the things that many colleges or a lot of places don't really teach anymore is just this whole concept of personal branding and learning how to sell yourself.
Yes.
And that to me has been really important. A lot of people kind of shy away from the fact that they should sell themselves in an interview. Would
yes.
you agree with that? I mean, I feel like a lot of candidates they've learned that by selling themselves that maybe they come across a certain way or it might be frowned yeah. upon. And that's so not the case. So is that something that you're helping candidates with as well? Is
absolutely. And everyone's a little bit different. Like I'm an engineer. So naturally I'm kind of a more stereotypical engineer where I'm more reserved, an introvert, and we don't like to sell ourselves. Like that isn't necessarily within our nature. We want our work to show for itself.
Right.
But you're right. the interview, you need to, in, so some people are very against trying to sell themselves because they're not salesy. They're not the sales type person, mm-hmm. but in the interview, you need to be able to communicate where you can add value the best. And so if you're against this, if you have hesitation to come across too salesy, you need to at least be able to start to identify some of those key points of where you can add value and hammer those home throughout mm-hmm. the interview at every chance that you can get.
Spot on.
And then on the flip side of that, I would say another aspect that I see a lot of times. So one, some people don't want to be too salesy or pushy. And two, some people, I guess it's just more of a maybe a moral issue where they don't want to come across as super cocky or arrogant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is great because not many places want someone coming in there super arrogant, thinking they can run the whole place and do everything on day one. Right. That's not how you want to come across either. So there is a bit of a balance there, but you can't be so reserved that you're not willing to at least share what you have accomplished and what your skills are and what you can do. And so there, my recommendation is the exact same. Like, you need to be able to pick out those handful of things or skill sets or expertise or experience and list those down. And during the interview process, make sure you harp on those as much as you can.
Absolutely. Well, I know that's something that I will help candidates with. I'm sure if someone reached out to you, you would probably do the same because it does take some practice. It's not something that you do on a daily basis, and being able to hear someone and give them feedback, I think will be a tremendous help, especially someone going through that whole process.
Yep.
Well, so how do you coach others then to win the interview game? I mean, is that, besides everything we talked about, is there anything else that you would add to that?
So typically how I recommend people to start, one, there's a few areas. One is to, and this gets overlooked a lot, you need to start by assessing yourself and understanding what it is that you actually want or what it is that you're looking for in a job. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I think that is one of the most important steps and the first step you should do is because that helps you put together this whole cohesive story, or your career brand that you can start to formulate. Hey, if I have an interview with company X, I can very easily show them or communicate to them that, hey, here's my career brand or my career story. And this position is the next step in that career story. So knowing what it is that you want and what your career story has been, I think is step one. A couple other things that I really harp on a lot when I'm working with clients is you need to practice. Uh-huh. So many people think that, oh man, I'm a good speaker or I'm very confident in myself and I can just go in there and wing it. I strongly recommend practicing and not just internally in your head practicing, but actually practicing out loud. So for me, I hop on and do mock interviews with people over Zoom. But even if you just record yourself and watch yourself back answering some common interview questions, you can learn a lot from that. And you can modify both your physical mannerisms mm-hmm. and how you conduct yourself, but also you can then start to cater how you respond to and answer those common interview questions. So recording yourself, watching it back, and understanding how you can maybe answer it better to align with your career story. So those are a couple of key things that I really harp on. And then the final thing, and this goes back to some of the struggles that I faced, and I think you mentioned this earlier as well, is just when I am working with a client, I come alongside them and I'm kind of holding their hand through the entire process. So I get text messages all day long from a client if they're going through the negotiation phase, like, hey, this company offered me this, how much do you think I can offer back or counter offer back? Or, hey, when do I put in my 2-week notice now? And oh man, I got this call from a recruiter on Tuesday, but I already accepted an offer. Can mm-hmm. I still go for it? Like all those questions that you never learn how to deal with those unless you actually go through it and experience it. So for me, I think my clients, one of the most positive feedbacks that I get from them is around how I help them with just those. They seem trivial, seem like something you could go to Google for and ask, but Google is going to give you the stock answer, where I've kind of walked with them through the whole process, and I can better coach them and guide them on how to respond to things, or what steps to take, or how to type up that email to the recruiter, or whatever the case may be.
I love that. Well, I'm going to make sure I put all of the links to find you on my website, but why not share how people can connect with you?
Yeah, so people can connect with me. I'm most active on Instagram, so at confidently_interview on Instagram, and then on my website as well. There's kind of three levels that I offer, where I've got free content on Instagram and some free resources on my website that hopefully can help you out as you start to formulate your job search and all. Beyond that, I do have like an interview course, like a 7-day interview prep course that you can take on my website. And then the next step would be the coaching, the one-on-one coaching. And so for that, that's something where I very much cater those specific to the needs of the person. So that looks like an initial introductory call where we just talk through and I see if I'm even the right person who can help them in their situation. And if so, then we kind of figure out some sort of plan and move forward from there. But Instagram and my website are the two places that you can find me and start to connect with me.
Well, I mentioned earlier that your reels flood my Instagram page, and I love, love, love all of your reels that you put out there. It's so entertaining. And maybe we could do like a creative duet reel one of these days together, because I think that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, I like that idea. I'll have to start thinking of something. If an idea comes to my mind, I'll make sure to let you know.
Sounds good. So I have one final question. It's very random, probably something you wouldn't consider thinking of, this question coming from this interview. But I've had this question asked in job interviews before, so I'm going to just ask you, if you had a superpower, what would that superpower be and why?
You know what's funny? I've been asked this question in an interview before. So this is pretty funny. The answer I gave previously way back then was x-ray vision, so that I could see everything that was going on and be able to improve things. The answer that I would say now is to the power to like Superman, to fly away. One, selfishly to relocate and get places quicker, but two, to get away from bad situations if I needed to quickly.
So mine's similar too. I want it's not just flying, but I would like to have like, you know, flash and just be able to take care, because I take care of so many things. I can definitely multitask if I can just get here and there. And then it would also allow me just to like transport myself somewhere really quickly to the island destination and enjoy a nice vacation.
Very nice. That was a great interview question answer that you just gave, Jess. I gave the more, here's my honest opinion, like to escape sometimes.
Right. Well, cool. Thank you so much, Matt. It's been my honor to have you on the show. I've truly enjoyed this conversation. And again, looking for more on your Instagram page, and can't wait to hear more about how your business evolves. And hopefully we can have you back on the show.
No, that sounds great. Thanks so much for having me today, Jess. I enjoyed it a lot. So thanks.
What is the interview game, and are you even playing it right? It's not just about having the best looking resume. It's not even about perfectly answering the questions during a job interview, but what it is selling yourself. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about your own personal brand. What do you want people to think about when they think of you? We all remember some of our favorite brands because of the messaging behind them. So consider the brands that you admire. What do they do really good at? They're constantly marketing themselves, positioning themselves in such a way that you remember them because of their reputation, their quality, and all of the good vibes that you feel when you have to use their product or shop in their stores. So the same is true for you. It's all about your personal brand. Marketing yourself is how you stand out in general, but especially during the job search. Now, Matt mentioned to practice your story. What has your journey been? What are your skills and where do you want to go? Mock interviews and practice make perfect, so people like Matt or myself are here to help. But here are some other tips to help you in the interview game. Don't forget to do your research on the company and on your interviewers. So go to LinkedIn, see who is on that interview panel, learn more about them, and then look online for press releases and news that can help you. Practice common interview questions, and don't forget your elevator pitch. How do you summarize who you are, what you do, and where you see yourself in about 2 to 3 minutes? Also, ask a friend for help. You can also lean on me, you can lean on Matt, or really any guest that I've had on my shows for support. Plan ahead. What are you even going to wear? Now, if this is a video interview, do you even have the right environment? And are you still going to get dressed up? Don't forget, you still have to do that, even if it's on a video. But if you're doing this in person, what are you going to wear and how do you make sure that you show up early? Also, don't forget to prepare a list of questions that you should ask. You should never walk into a job interview or a business meeting empty-handed. I've mentioned before, I'm a little old school, so don't forget to print out your resume and also bring something to write with. Don't forget to tie all your answers back to your skills and accomplishments. And bottom line, sell yourself. This is 30 minutes to an hour of time that is focused on you. So learn how to share your experience and how you've been able to handle situations in the past that might be relevant. And then finally, just relax. I mean, we all have to go through all of this, and you've made it this far, and things happen for a reason. So if this job was meant for you, it will happen. Now, what are some interview questions that you need help with, and what other questions do you have about the interview process? I'm gathering a few of your questions for an upcoming episode, so if you want to participate, send me a message, or you can leave a voice comment on my website, justgethired.com. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and use the hashtag justgethired anytime that you share my content or want to get my attention. Well, my name is Jessica Fiesta George, your host of the Just Get Hired podcast. What do you want to talk about next? I'll catch you guys on my next episode.